If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Gee.
Patience.
Can you believe there's literally 2 weeks of this year left?
I mean, no.
In the box that I put up yesterday for the content, somebody just put, if anyone asks me, are you ready for Christmas again? ..
True.
Did you get distracted by something then? You just looked away?
No.
No. No. That's all it said in the box. If anyone asks me, are you ready for Christmas? I am getting to the point where I'm going to lose my shit. Because no, I'm not ready, Barbara.
No.
I haven't done anything, Barbara.
Do you think there are a lot of people, though, that are?
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
So many people, I think, are ready for Christmas.
I feel like if I was to put this in a percentage, I'd say I'm possibly about 50%.
Oh, God, I'm like 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm, you know.
How many more presents have you got to buy?
I think probably, well, maybe like six.
I've got way more than five, six to buy.
Have you?
Yeah.
I actually think, though, yeah. I think because a lot of Ian's family, they're all the kids are like older now and there's a cutoff. We're like 21, that's it. You're not getting any more.
I don't ever want to do a cutoff.
Oh, I mean, mate, you crack on with the, you know.
I don't want to do it. And I wonder whether it's because I don't have kids myself.
Myself.
Why do people say that? Myself.
Look after yourself.
But also I've only got it's not like, you know, Ian's, you've got 20 million.
That's the thing. It's like,
whereas I've only got five.
Yeah.
You know, Joel's gonna be 50 and still getting a pair of joggers from me for Christmas.
Well, you might not be here by then.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, because then that'd take you to you might be.
Yeah. 80,
sort of 75. 80,
75, 80, yeah, I'd still be.
Actually, yeah, let's hope so.
Just hope. God willing.
God willing.
But yeah, I'm not ready for Christmas at all, really. I'm a bit over Christmas, to be honest.
Pat.
I know, and I used to absolutely love it, and I'm a bit like, I don't know,
I don't think you're over it. I think you just haven't quite gotten into it yet.
Yeah, maybe.
I think what's happened here is, as you're getting older, your requirement for Christmas is becoming a shorter window of time.
Yes.
So like 9th of December, you're like, bloody hell, mate, we've still got another 2.5 weeks before it's going to be here.
It's not.
The week before, bosh, Christmas. Bang, in it. I'm getting pissed every night. I saw a funny... A very big pay.
Very British problem.
Now, I think you may have brought this last Christmas, and this is a sort of continuation.
Okay.
So it says, it's the time of year for incredibly bleak round-robin letters from distant family.
They're brilliant.
It's good to be writing to you after an interesting year. Sharon failed her driving exam for the third time. Tom's divorce looks like it'll be finalised soon, but it's dragging on. My hip still isn't right after the fall, but haven't managed to book an appointment with the doctor. The roof fell off the house and the carpet's getting wet when it rains, which isn't ideal. The cat finally died. I think I mentioned he was in the letter last Christmas. John continues to get old. Anyway, Merry Christmas. But then they've done another one.
Okay.
So that was like the bleak round robin that you get where literally someone's just sending you a letter to tell you how shit their year's
been. Yeah, yeah.
And then it says, still, I prefer the bleak ones to the smug ones. So they're saying, I prefer the bleak where it's like, this is being shit, everything's shit, the cat's dead, John's nearly dead.
Yeah.
Someone failed their driving test. So they say, I prefer the bleak ones to the smug ones. Here's a smug one. Where to start? The heating in the pool packed up, but luckily we were in Tuscany for that month, so didn't suffer too much. Tiger Lily decided to carry on her gap year in the Maldives for a second year, while Labyrinth received 18 A stars in his A levels and plans to be Prime Minister, so we've installed another Aga in his main bedroom to celebrate. David, who is made entirely of Le Creuset, received another promotion and spends most of his spare time talking to builders about the extra house we're having fitted to our house. So never a dull day. We hope this letter finds you well. Merry Christmas from Barbados. which is just, I mean, who still sends those?
Round robin letters need to get in the bin.
Yeah.
In the bin. I also love the fact that in the smug one there was someone called Labyrinth.
Yeah. Tiger Lily and Labyrinth. Labyrinth received 18 A stars.
So we've put another Arga in his bedroom to celebrate.
And David, who's made entirely of Le Creuset.
That is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, those round robin letters. What would you put in yours? Would yours be a depressed one? I'd try and write a smug one. I would really try and write a smug one, but
I don't think I'd have a huge amount to smug about.
We spent 10 days holidaying in the south of Spain in a beautiful apartment, which was absolutely lovely for all of us. Margaret did shit herself three times.
And Patty had a fall.
Talking of having a fall, Max and I had a really good conversation at the Blend.
The Blend, yeah.
Obviously, you know, like the thing where people say, at what age do you stop having, do you fall over and start having a fall? Mm. Yeah. Mm. I said to him, oh, look at Nana, doesn't she look really cute? And he said, at what age is it okay to call people cute again? Because you wouldn't say, if Marg was only in her 30s, you wouldn't say, oh, look at Marg, she looks really cute.
No.
So what age is it okay? I said, I think between 65 and 70.
I would say over 70s can be cute again.
Yes.
If someone was going to say, like, oh, Pats is really blank. Like, because I wouldn't want someone, I don't think I'd want someone calling me cute.
I'd want sexy. Pats is really sexy.
Pats is really sexy.
Pats is sexy vibes. Yeah. Cute. Yeah. I think between 65 and 70.
Mm.
I think
I'd say a generic over 70s.
Oh, over 70s, not 65.
No, because I think that's still quite young.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I really like 16 years off 65, which I know is still a long time, but it's actually not that long.
Yeah. And so you want it to be pushed to 70 for those reasons.
Yeah, let's push
whereas
that.
Whereas I'm in my 40s, so I'll be like, well, 65, that's fine. That's over ancient. 20 years off for me. Yeah. Over 20 years off.
Yeah, whereas I'm not. I'm like the other side of that. So
you're thinking, oh, actually.
I don't want to be referred to as being cute when I'm in my 60s.
No, fine. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
I wanted to share a message we received, and we also had, do you remember last week's episode, we did The Urban, which was...
Sweetie Wife.
We had a message in from our one listener in the Scottish Highlands.
Oh, great. Snedders.
Who gave us a little update on Sweetie Wife.
Yep, it is true. We do call... people like that, Sweetie Wives. My favourite, though, is Nippy Sweetie, which is what we also call someone. You know when you walk in a room and someone's just got, well, a woman has got a face like Fizz and is basically a Karen and would kind of have your head off and just does not look very friendly at all. We call her a Nippy Sweetie. So there you go.
A Nippy Sweetie.
Also, when she said, I got a face like Fizz, I've never heard of that phrase before.
Face like a smacked ass.
That's obviously another Scottish thing, yeah. Isn't it? You've got a face like Fizz.
Your Scottish accent is terrible.
I get really annoyed that I can't do it.
Scottish is really hard. It is really hard.
It is.
Yeah, it's a very, very hard lilt to get. It's really hard to keep going. Other than saying things like, you're Scottish.
You
can do a good Lewis Capaldi. If you're really going in strong, you can't do a gentle Scottish accent. You have to really shout.
It's got to be quite aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hasn't it, Patty? Yeah. I can do it like that.
No, you can't keep it going. You can do a short burst of it.
I can do a short burst of it.
No. Terrible. Also, I feel like we should say sorry to anyone who's listening who's called Karen, because Karens do get a real bad rep, don't they?
I'm saying absolutely nothing on that. Oh, shit. Sorry, it's done that thing again. Right, and then we had a really great message in from Mandy Delp.
Mandy Delp, yeah, we've had stuff from Mandy before.
Mandy, yes, she is an avid. She's a real OG, Delp. So she sent a message. She said, absolute hilarity. Please count me as one of the four listeners. You are painfully funny and it is levity, bullshit and everything in between. Never stop. The way you two laugh is more contagious than COVID, swine flu and chicken pox combined. Thank you. Oh, I thought that was such a great message. Many thanks, Mandy Delp, for listening.
So if we're going back to things from last week,
yeah.
One of our listeners, Mrs. Lindsay Elizabeth Taylor, knows one of the sommeliers at the Savoy.
Oh, darling. Sommelier at Savoy. Yeah.
So she got in touch with one of the sommeliers at the Savoy and said, could you help us out?
Yeah.
When somebody sends wine back, is it to see if it's corked? When somebody tastes the wine, is it to see if it's corked, if they like it, or both?
Yeah.
And he messaged back,
yeah.
Good afternoon. The only reason you taste a wine is to see if it is faulty.
Oh, so it doesn't really matter if you don't like it.
But I suppose you could taste it and say that tastes faulty. Corked. If you don't like it, you would just go, oh, no, that's corked. It's definitely corked. I'd like to send that back, please. Why there? Can I actually order a different one?
I changed my mind,
actually. Because I actually also don't. No, but it's only to see if it's faulty. That is what your sommeliers, your big shit dog sommeliers are saying.
Especially at the Savoy, darling.
Savoy, they'll know.
But what about, though, if you just went, sorry, I've just tried that, actually, and it is faulty, it's corked that. Surely your sommelier, he's going to then try and go, well, actually, you're wrong, and I'm a sommelier.
Anyway, that, I just wanted to... And I'm a sommelier bastard.
Actually, you're wrong, and I'm a sommelier. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are. What are your things?
Right, well, we had a Justin, also known as Things That Shouldn't Be Embarrassing, but Are.
It's Bieber.
From Rachel on the gram.
Yeah.
And Rachel put, things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are climbing out of the swimming pool. That is true. When you have to get out of a pool, whether it's via steps or you just push yourself up to get, if you're in a public swimming pool and it's time for you to get out, I don't know why, but that is embarrassing.
That really is embarrassing.
Especially after, if you have to do it on those narrow silver steps. Now, do you remember? Do you remember? I don't know if we actually talked about this at the time. I reckon we probably did, but it was years ago. So yeah. Let's revisit it.
It was COVID times, wasn't it?
We were in COVID times. Mm. Well, the restrictions had been slightly lifted because we'd gone away.
Yeah.
But it's when you could like go away with your bubble. Hotels were open because we were staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
And there was a sort of a makeshift pool, wasn't there? At this hotel because they were having their spa done, so they'd put this like makeshift pool together.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in and then couldn't get out. I was stuck.
Honestly,
on
it
the
was
steps.
I honestly thought you were going to break the steps.
Me too.
I thought this whole pool's going to just
Me
disintegrate.
Too.
Yeah. We're going to fly out of this water.
It's going to collapse around us.
It's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
But in the end, obviously that didn't happen, thankfully. No. But to get out, you basically had to go up on that first step and then use your knee to get lift you up over the lip. And then literally crawl on your hands and knees to get to a position where you could then stand up.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Hilarious. Mm. But getting out of a swimming pool, when I go swimming at the gym, we've got either the metal steps or like a bigger area of steps that is the ones that I use. So it's like it's like a
gradual step down into the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And you've got a bar there to hold and everything, but it's not the narrow steps.
Yeah.
Even getting out of that, I feel so embarrassed. Especially because at our pool, the jacuzzi is like directly opposite graduated steps.
So people can just sit there and watch you.
Yeah. So you get, and you're like, oh, do I make eye contact? Oh, John's been in the jacuzzi for like 20 minutes as I come out. Do I smile at him? Do I not? And it just feels so embarrassing.
It is.
And I don't understand why.
I think the main embarrassment with this, because I'm okay with using the metal steps up and down. I'm okay with that. I don't find that too bad.
What, hoiking yourself up?
Yeah, I can do a hoik up, you know, fairly easily.
Right.
But if I have to try and get out of the pool side.
No steps.
So it's that is
embarrassing.
That is the worst because I just can't do it.
No.
I haven't got enough upper body.
No.
So I'm trying to push myself up and then you get enough purchase. Great word. You get enough purchase that you can swing a leg at. Round, get your leg out onto the side, and then sort of have to almost do a roll out.
Yeah,
roll yourself out, and then you can get to a standing position. But I also think that's the same if you're getting in. Like sometimes I've got into our pool, not using any steps, be they silver steps on the side or a gradual step.
Jump in? Oh, I suppose
no,
you can't.
Because they're all pros swimming in lanes and shit. Yeah. You've got to get into your lane without.
Even that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Going under the lane and then going under again. That is embarrassing, actually.
I like to do a roll over. I don't go under. I just roll over the top.
You go over the top.
It's quite fun, but also can be quite embarrassing.
Hang on! Hang on! Given the choice to join a lane swimming, you're going over the top.
I like to roll over those rolly bits of the
what?
Thing.
What? That is crazy! Hang on. So, you know, you get in your pool, Sandra's swimming in a lane, Keith's swimming in a lane, and you're like, I'm going third
lane. I need to get to that lane.
There's nobody in the third lane. Yeah. I'm getting in it.
That's Angie's.
Most people are doing a duck dive under.
I know. I like rolling over.
You roll over the top.
Yes. Like, because you know, the like the things that they line, they separate.
Spin. Yeah.
They spin the little plastic things. Roll my body over them.
That is
roll
a joke.
Over and in.
That is a joke.
But it's happened to me twice, which is probably why I shouldn't do it. Is because
shouldn't
it then
do
it. It dislodges the connection and then the lane's gone. Which
that
again
is
quite embarrassing, quite funny.
I mean, not funny. Not funny, just embarrassing.
But yeah, that is the whole pool etiquette in and out is is
very funny. When you were talking about swinging your leg over, I actually started to think about the word that we've talked about, your gunt. You've got to try and get your gunt
over
the lip, haven't you? And it reminded me that we had a great email in from Francesca.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
So I'm going to just read it. Hello, Ruth and Ange. Adore your podcast and look forward to Wednesday mornings on my way to work so I can listen and laugh at the same time. This is such a small thing and it probably doesn't merit an email, but following on from your chat about gunts and foopers, I mentioned these words to my friend to see if she knew what I meant. She didn't, but she particularly liked the word gunt. She has now been known to ask me in moments of indecisiveness or doubt, Francesca, what does your gunt tell you? It made me giggle and I wanted to share. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to stop talking about your gut. What's your gunt feeling?
What is your gunt saying to you? Yeah. That is so good.
Have you got a feeling in your gunt about this, Angie?
Or have you got a feeling in your gunt loins?
I just thought that was, as you were talking about getting out of the pool, I thought, well, one of the things I have to do is flip my gunt over. And I remembered... the question.
Francesca's email.
What's going on in your gunt?
But
yeah, very,
gunt feeling?
Very good, Rachel. Getting out of the swimming pool shouldn't be embarrassing,
but it is. It definitely is. Yeah, very good.
We had a dickish behaviour in from Naomi, and
right.
I thought this actually follows on a little bit from your smug.
Oh, smug Ram Robbins.
Dickish behaviour. People showing off about their kids. He's bored at school. They're not stretching him enough. Dickish. Right. This is...
Yeah.
The amount of parents that I... Well, you know, he's being naughty at school. He's taking the things apart. He took the computer apart last week because they're not stretching Labyrinth. No. Labyrinth is just
it's
into everything. And you don't tell him... You don't tell him off. So he thinks he can take the computer apart at school. And
do
your
like.
Response to the teachers is... Well, he's too clever.
Yeah.
He's way too bright.
You're not stretching him. You need to stretch him.
I'm talking of this. I remember my mother-in-law telling me once that one of Matthew's school friends, when they did their 11 plus, because it was 12 plus. We are in an area where you do your 12 plus. When the results came out, one of Matthew's mum's friends said to Jill, "Well, I just can't believe that he's going to the same school as Matthew, and that, you know, they're both going to be at a comprehensive. That is just there must be something wrong with it, because there is no way Sam and Matthew should be going to the same school."
Bloody hell!
And that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
He's bored. They're not stretching him. You know, last week I had to go in to see the teacher because, you know, he had punched somebody in the face. And obviously I said that was wrong. But I did make it very clear the reason that he's going around punching people is because he's not stretched. I mean, that is dickish, isn't it?
It's like those parents whose, you know, kids' shit don't stink.
Oh,
you know,
exactly
they are,
the same.
Everyone else is like, that Peter is an absolute shit. He is a shit of a child. He's always getting in trouble. He's always doing stuff at school to my Alicia. And he is a shit. And you meet the mum and it's like the sun shines out of
his
backside.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter, yeah, I took him out the other day to the park and he, on the swings, he did kick a child, but it wasn't his fault. You know, it was the child's fault. The child got in the way of Peter on the swing. It's like, no.
No.
No, Susan. Peter is a shit.
Yeah, it's also like when you then meet them as adults. That is also an interesting time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You meet Peter in the office and you think, oh, your mum would rock up to school and say you weren't being stretched enough.
You are one of those children.
Yeah.
And now you're also one of those adults.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a good dickish. People show up about their kid. He's bored at school. They're not stretching him enough.
Yeah.
I mean, get a life. So we had a dilemma. I decided last night to put up an anonymous box. We haven't done a dilemma for a while. By the way, we had loads. We had absolutely loads. Yeah.
Well, so keep them for the back catalogue.
We will. We will definitely. Mm. The other thing that I put up was, I just wanted to acknowledge that I know that this year is really tough. This time of year is really tough for lots of people. And I think we can get like swept into it's really happy for everybody. And I put up a box that just asked people things that were tough. And there were loads and loads of stuff that people were talking about. That's really like, you know, missing family members, not having children, having children that are grown up now and are not with them on Christmas Day or with their kind of partner's family, all the way through to things like, you know, being single and being on your own. And, you know, I just think it's really easy to forget how difficult and lonely this time of year can be for people. So I just thought it was important to acknowledge that, you know, we, as much as I can't understand what that feels like, I know that it's really painful and really difficult.
Totally. Yeah.
But we had a dilemma that came in. This is completely anonymous. I don't even know who sent it, but it says, my estranged father found out that I have a child who's nearly three and is trying for a relationship. I don't personally want or think I have anything to gain from it, but I wonder if I'm doing my son a disservice. Mm. He has three other loving grandparents who he sees often, though.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's a really difficult one, that, isn't it?
Mm.
Because I think he's still... I've read this a few times and I've thought, like, what... If I put myself in this position, what would I do?
Mm.
Or what advice would I give? You know, say this was you and it was one of your children. What what advice would I... You know, if we were estranged from our dad and then he wanted a relationship, what sort of advice would... So there's a couple of things for me. your son is only nearly three, so he would remember having... You know, if you started a relationship with his... grandparent now, he won't remember before this, but he would remember this moving forward. So in terms of his development, he would remember. I think the question I would ask this person is, what are you going to tell him if he asks you in years to come, why didn't I see that grandparent? What are going to be your reasons?
What's your response?
Do you think your relationship with your dad, the difficulties that are in it, are big enough to stop your 3-year-old son being able to form a meaningful relationship with his grandmother? And I think if you can make peace with it in your mind that when your son asks you that when he's an adult, why didn't I see that grandparent? Or did that grandparent ever want to have a relationship with me? Because that could be a question that comes up. And you're likely going to have to say, well, yes, they did. But these are the reasons. If you can make enough peace with that and you think that you can... Because the only person you've got to answer to is him.
Yes.
You don't have to answer to your dad.
No. Like,
this is about him. This is about whether you think a relationship between him and his granddad is important. So I was just sort of thinking about, what are you going to say to him as he becomes an adult? What reasons are you going to give him as to why he didn't have a relationship with you?
I mean, I think my first thought in answer to her question or her kind of dilemma was, I would say, I think it is important for him, for her son to have a relationship with yeah. her dad. Because, you know, whatever it is that has caused their relationship to break down isn't actually anything for his relationship not mm. To have, for, mm-hmm. for her son not to have a relationship. And I think sometimes, you know, as a parent, you do have to sort of go, do you know what? I have to take my own... Mm. And that's, I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do. And obviously we don't know what has caused that relationship to break down. Mm. But I just feel like whatever's happened between them is nothing to do with her son. Mm. And actually to allow that relationship to happen. And look, children are very good at working people out and yeah. situations out. And even yeah. though he's quite young, who's to say, you know, when he gets to, you know, 7, 8, 9, 15, whatever it is, he will make his own mind up about mm. his grandfather. Mm-hmm. It might be that actually the way that relationship plays out, it's not a particularly important relationship, but at least he has the opportunity to make those decisions for himself. Mm. And I think as a parent, it's important to allow that to happen regardless of how you feel about mm. that person. Because and if anything, I mean, it might be the start of you being able to repair your relationship mm. as well. And, you know, it is, you know, I'm fortunate that I've never been in that position, mm. that I've never had to kind of make those difficult decisions as far as that goes. But I think my first thought was, if you can, try and put your own mm. feelings to one side and allow that relationship to happen. And who knows, it might be the best thing that happens for your dad, for your son, for you. Mm. There might be some good that comes out of that. And it might not. It might actually just be that relationship is always going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But I just think it's, if you can, I think it's an important thing that you do for your son, is to allow that relationship to happen and just be there for whatever that looks mm. like as the years go by. Mm. But I totally hear that that's a really hard thing to do. And I think as question, like you've said, Pat, it's about like being able to answer hmm. the questions that are going to potentially come as your son gets older, and, you know, things that might arise. It's about how you are able to kind of answer those questions and do the right thing.
if you can really make your peace with the fact that you think as he becomes an adult, you could sit down with him and say, well, these are the reasons why you didn't yeah. see him. And you think that is formulated enough in a way that perhaps he will understand that, then, but don't blindly say no mm. without thinking through the ramifications of the relationship with your son as he grows up and yeah. asks those difficult questions. Because
yeah.
I think one of the biggest things about parenting is that you have got to just be able to answer those questions that your children ask you. If there's a part of their family that is shrouded in secrecy, or is, mm-hmm. you know, not visible, or you're estranged mm. from, or you have just got to be able to say, when they come to you and ask those difficult questions, why wasn't I allowed to do that? Mm. These are my reasons. And if you can make your peace with that enough that you don't think it's going to affect your relationship with your son as he yeah. grows up, then yeah. as his mum at the moment, that is your choice. You mm. are the adult and that is your choice. But I think you're right, Ange, that, you know, it has to be about him, doesn't it? And if there yeah. is a way that he can have a relationship
yeah.
with that grandparent that is safe and could be meaningful for him,
yeah,
that is a piece of his identity that is incredibly important.
Totally.
So I would say if you can mm-hmm. do it, and if you can make that relationship start to build and become mm. something, then go for it. If you mm. don't feel you can, you've got to have a really good reason for him as he grows up.
Totally. Yeah, completely agree with you, Pats. And look, you know, whoever you are,
yeah,
we really hope that, you know, you're able to reach a decision that's right both for you and for your son.
Definitely.
However that looks.
Yeah.
But thank you for sharing that with us, yeah. and hope that we've been able to help in some small way.
Absolutely. Okay, well, another episode in the bag.
Oh, now, Pats, we probably should just say about the old FTF
awards,
Finding the Funny Awards 2024.
They will be up over the weekend. Keep a lookout.
Keep a lookout.
Keep a lookout.
Put your votes in.
They'll be up Saturday, Sunday. Ange and I are in the process of
collating
the best bits, and your ability to vote will be up Saturday, Sunday.
So get voting.
Right, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Finding the funny. Finding the funny. With Ruth.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.